Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Tuesday, May 30th, 2017. I am Richie Farrell. Here are your headlines. United Workers Party disappointed in Electoral Commission overlooking allegations of bribery and cheating during elections. Increase reported in 2016 package demand for Barbados. And Russia inquiry expands to Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. The news is brought to you compliments Sports Dominica Limited and the Dominica Festivals Committee. More details coming up.
The sweet sounds of jazz and Creole. Dominica is calling. Unwind and chill May 28th to June 3rd at the Evergreen Anchorage and Fortune Hotels, Urban Garden Cafe, Hotel The Champs, Atlantic View and Riverstone Bar and Grill. Then on to Fort Shirley on June 4th for a day of true Nature Island vibes. Presented by the Government of Dominica with headline partner Discover Dominica Authority. Visit DominicaFestivals.com for more information. May 28th through June 4th, 2017. Dominica's Jazz and Creole, a smooth island vibe.
Celebrating mom can never be one day only. That's why Quartz is giving you up to 50% off selected items across the store. Plus, pay nothing for 60 days. Offer valid till May 31st. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details. She's too marvelous to celebrate for just one day. So, get her something with up to 50% off selected items across the store. Quartz, bringing value home.
In news this afternoon, Public Relations Officer of the Dominica Police Force has apologized for the incorrect report on a homicide which occurred on the Roseau River Bank in an area locally known as Washington. The incident actually occurred on Saturday, 27th May 2017 at 4 p.m. Previously, the police had reported that the deceased was Junior James of St. Joseph. However, police now reveal that the confirmed identity of the body is that of 38-year-old Fabian George of Massac. A coroner's inquest will be convened. Meanwhile, investigations are ongoing and police are urging citizens to assist in the investigation by contacting Crime Stoppers Dominica.
Police have commenced investigations into a suspected unlawful homicide which occurred in the city of Roseau. About 4 a.m. on Saturday, the 27th of May 2017, on a riverbank, in an area locally known as Washington, Fabian George, a 38-year-old male from the community of Massac, sustained an injury to his lower abdomen. Fabian George was officially pronounced dead by a medical doctor. A coroner's inquest will be convened. Investigations are ongoing. Anyone with information which can assist the police with the investigations can contact the Criminal Investigations Department at telephone numbers 266-5164, 266-5165, and 266-5119, or Crime Stoppers Dominica at telephone number 1-800-8477. The Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force extends condolences to the family and friends of the deceased and would like to apologize to the general public for the error in an earlier release where the deceased was identified as Junior James of St. Joseph. The deceased is 38-year-old Fabian George of Massac.
The 33-year-old Dion Green will return home walking after being a double amputee for over 16 years. In a statement to the media on Tuesday, 30th May 2017, Marcella Cools of Sunset Bay Club said Green spent close to 3 months in France and will return to Dominica next week with a new prosthetic leg or prosthetic legs, which have enabled him to walk again. The Dominica Association of Persons with Disabilities, also known as DAPD, Keep Walking Association, and Marcella Cools of Sunset Bay Club partnered to launch a special prosthesis project in August 2016 to raise some 15,000 euro to assist Green. During those 12 months, fundraising events, including auctions, concerts, and other types of activities were held in order to raise 18,000 euros, which was needed for making this a reality. Green departed Dominica for France on Saturday, 11th March 2017, where he underwent rehabilitation therapy. Green is said to have been accompanied by Mark Helly, co-founder of Keep Walking Association, and his wife Catherine, who housed him during his stay in France and also transported him to and from his sessions to keep the cost down. In the statement, Cools wrote, "Dion has been physically and psychologically very strong, as everyone will get a chance to witness this very soon. We would like to thank all who contributed in any way." In more news, United Workers Party leader Lennox Linton is expressing disappointment in the Electoral Commission for what he says is the biased approval of the DLP government's proposals and intentionally overlooking allegations of bribery and cheating in Dominica's elections. Linton believes the Electoral Commission has been compromised and now functions almost as an extension of the government rather than as an independent body seeking to maintain democracy.
The last three elections in Dominica have increasingly featured the corrupt practices of bribing and treating local and overseas voters, eligible and ineligible, to cast ballots for the Dominica Labour Party. We have seen the valuable consideration of huge sums spent on airline and ferry tickets to corruptly influence the votes of overseas-based nationals. We have seen huge sums spent on bringing in foreign artists to provide free entertainment to corruptly influence voters. This has happened under the watch of an electoral commission that refuses to accept to act to prevent fraudulent manipulation of the electoral system, even though it is fully aware of the applicable laws against these practices. Section 55 of the House of Assembly Elections Act is crystal clear that the following persons shall be deemed guilty of bribery within the meaning of the act. One, every person who directly or indirectly by himself or by any other person on his behalf gives, lends, or agrees to give or lend or offers, promises, or promises to procure or to endeavor to procure any money or valuable consideration to or for any elector or to or for any person on behalf of any elector or to or for any other person in order to induce any elector to vote or refrain from voting or corruptly does any act as mentioned above on account of any elector having voted or refrained from voting at an election. The law of the land says that is bribery and it is a crime.
A murder charge, which was led last week against Ron Garth Jolly in the death of Kent Albert Lewis of Point Michel, was changed to manslaughter on May 29, 2017 by prosecutors. Lewis died of a gunshot wound to the neck at a bar in Point Michel on Saturday, May 19, 2017. The manslaughter charge was read to him, but he was not required to enter a plea. The prosecution did not object to bail, which was set at EC $50,000. However, Jolly will need to get a property surety to guarantee his release. Member of the Associated Press, Carlisle John Baptist, has given some factual developments to this case on Q95's Hot Seat show on Tuesday morning.
I knew what was going on, and so the prosecution, then he was brought before the court. The prosecution told the court that, look, we have withdrawn the charge of murder, and we are substituting it with a charge of manslaughter. The charge of manslaughter was read. Again, he was not required to plead, and bail was granted in the sum of $50,000. $50,000. He's still on stand at the Stock Farm prison, awaiting someone to formally come and a proper surety and sign for his bail. Very, very interesting. You would have seen the bail conditions. He told the court that he does not have a passport. And so if he has to travel, he would need to apply for a passport. Of course, he has to stay away from key prosecution witnesses. He has to report three times a week to the police station, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
In more news, distinguished retired police superintendent Yvonne Alexander, who was recently elected president of the Dominica Cancer Society, is ready to roll up her sleeves and take on the task of heading that association. She joined the Cancer Society about 1 year ago and acknowledges that being new will be challenging, but she's ready to take on the challenge. The Cancer Society elected a new board of directors at its AGM on the 2nd of May 2017. Alexander says being the president is a responsibility that requires dedication to the association and to all of its activities. She describes her function as a big new responsibility, as the association has many needs and limited resources. She added that very few people are willing to take on these types of responsibilities. New York City Councilman and Chair of the Library System of the City of New York, Andy King, is inviting all Dominicans to a major award show in New York, where four prominent Dominican professionals will be awarded due to their service and achievements in Dominica. King, in an interview with Q95 FM, also stated that Dominica's ambassador to the United Nations, Laureen Bannis Roberts, will also be present at the ceremony, and went on to list the recipients to be awarded at this massive event on Saturday, June 3rd. 2017.
New York City Councilmember Andy King, Chair of the Library System for the City of New York. I'm honored to sponsor and partner with my colleagues in government, from the borough president to members of the New York State Assembly, the New York State Senate, as well as my colleagues in the City Council, as we pay homage and respect to our brothers and sisters who have done great work in the city and beyond that are from Caribbean descent. So we're excited about honoring the Speaker of the City of New York, Melissa Marx-Rivarito from the island of Puerto Rico, Henry Garrito, who is Executive Director of the largest D.C. Union in New York City, from the island of the Dominican Republic. But what makes this day so special that we are recognizing the island of Dominica, while we're honoring the great minds of Dr. Clayton Schoenfurth, yours truly, Gabriel J. Christian, and also Dr. Irvin Andre, who will be there doing a book signing. But equally exciting is having the ambassador to the United Nations, Laureen Bannis Roberts. So we're looking forward to a wonderful Saturday with the sounds of the world-renowned opera jazz singer, Mary Claire Giraud, who will be singing, who's also from the island of the Dominica, as we recognize Poincaré's Press 25th year anniversary. So it's an open invitation to all. Seating is limited, so really ask people to RSVP Councilmember King in my office, because we want you all to be a part of this dynamic day as we celebrate our brothers and sisters from the Caribbean.
In the region, the Expedia Group, one of the world's leading travel companies, has reported that hotel partners in Barbados have seen an increase in package demand, with nearly 15% growth in 2016 year-on-year. Package bookings, which combine components like flights and hotels, typically capture the attention of higher quality travelers that spend more money, have longer lengths of stay, and book further in advance. Some destinations within Barbados that experienced noteworthy increases in package demand in 2016 included the Christchurch with nearly 30% year-on-year and St. Peter's with nearly 50%. And President Donald Trump's lawyer has received requests for information from two congressional panels investigating alleged Russian political meddling. Michael Cohen confirmed to United States media that he had been asked to provide information and testimony about any contacts he had with the Kremlin. Mr. Cohen said he turned down the request because it was overly broad and not capable of being answered. Last week, Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was named in the Russia probe. Mr. Cohen is the latest Trump associate to rebuff the House and Senate investigations into the matter. And that's the prime evening news, but first a recap of our headlines. United Workers Party disappointed in Electoral Commission overlooking allegations of bribery and cheating during elections. Increased reported in 2016 package demand for Barbados. And Russia inquiry expands to Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and the Dominica Festival Committee. If you missed any of our news packages, you can always log on to our website. It's www.q95de.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, you can always send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell, wishing you a very pleasant evening.